Well, Meritazine Valley will be in their road blues with orange numbers, white trim, much like the uniforms of the New York Knicks. Coach McDougal, I'm sure, hoping they play like the Knicks here tonight as Hartford in their home whites with blue numbers, red trim, Hartford across the chest. As final instructions being given by the officials, or I should say by the coaches, the officials making their way out onto the court. 35 seconds away from tip-off here. Keys to victory, Mr. Deeker, for both teams.
Well, obviously, they're led in scoring, Meritazine Valley, by their freshman point guard, Akaira Traver. She's averaging 17 points a ball game, had 20 in the 9-point loss to Berlin game on Tuesday. But between her and the fellow freshman, Grayson Stahl, they're going to have to really work it right there. Now, if you're Hartford, you've got to stay out of foul trouble. Obviously, you've got a short bench. But Toby Soule only had 3 points in a loss to Lebo on Tuesday night. Trinity Wendell had a great game with 6 points. They're going to just need to get a more balanced approach if they're going to have a chance to stop Meritazine Valley.
Trinity Wendell steps into the circle here for Hartford, matching up with Grayson Stahl, who wins it into the backcourt for Meritazine Valley, and a quick turnover on their end. Hartford now with possession going from right to left as we see the action here on the west side of White Auditorium. Night 3 of the Lyon County League basketball tournament is left side now. Toby Soule, unguarded, fires the 3, hits the rim, nearly goes in, but no good. Rebound will go to Meritazine Valley, bringing it up for the Lady Trojans is Akira Traver. Again, Traver, the freshman. Work down left post, shot no good by Grayson Stahl, gets her own board. Top of the key, Traver airballs a 3, and rebound will go to Hartford. 7:20 remaining here in the first quarter. Scoreless thus far. Both teams with opportunities here in the early going as Toby Soule brings it up for Hartford.
Meritazine Valley, this freshman group, won the junior high league championship a year ago. Hartford junior high group played for a league championship last month.
Toby Soule, right block jumper over the defense is good, and Hartford out to an early 2-0 lead. 6:58 remaining in the first quarter.
Great job there by Toby Soule to really attack the basket. Obviously, we mentioned kind of had an off night on the loss to Lebo.
Olivia Lacey, right elbow jumper is no good. The rebound won momentarily for Hartford. Ball comes free. Kylie Finnerty picks it up near the far boundary. And into the front court, the Lady Jaguars have it. Top of the power E, Toby Soule starts her drive inside the lane. Trying to go around Stahl, can't make it happen. Throws it up top to Aubrey Finnerty, who can't reel it in, out of bounds. Turnover to the Lady Trojans.
You got to go get that ball. You can't let it go out of bounds that easy.
6.5 remaining here in the first quarter. 2-0 the lead for Hartford as Akira Traver works it into the right wing into the hands of Carolina Garcia. Down to Grayson Stahl. Right block jumper good. So Stahl on the score sheet ties it up 2-2. 6:11 remaining in the first. Toby Soule gets inside the lane and has it taken away by Traver. Traver now down the stretch. Great bounce pass. Right block jumper finished good by Olivia Lacey. And Lacey now makes it 4-2. Meritazine Valley, Toby Soule to Trinity Wendell, left wing. Now top of the foul line into the hands of Kylie Finnerty. Goes up for the layup and has the ball knocked out of her hands by Stahl. Grayson Stahl, good wherewithal there to see the play coming and make contact with all ball, no wrist.
That was good help defense sliding over there to stop the ball. I don't think McDougal was a big fan of their defense against Berlin game with Kayla Newman scoring 38 points in that 54-45 victory for Berlin game.
Top of the key with it, Trinity Wendell. Foul line jumper off the back iron. Rebound looked like it was going to be won by Kylie Finnerty. She gets banged to the floor. No foul will be called. Ball will go out of bounds off her fingertips, so Meritazine Valley with possession. Madison Cormode inbounds it to Akira Traver. And Traver will lead the charge up the other way. Top of the power E now on the offensive side. Work down right block to Stahl, who finishes off the glass. Grayson Stahl now with 4 points, makes it 6-2. Meritazine Valley opposite end now. Trinity Wendell, left block, layup good. Great answer there by the sophomore Trinity Wendell.
Absolutely by Wendell. Nice pump fake to get the defender to leave their feet and just left the baseline open. An excellent finish there by Wendell.
Great job by Hartford on transition as well. Ball gets poked out of bounds by Hartford in the form of Sydney Soule trying to intercept a pass. Inbounds coming from in front of the scorer's table by Carol Garcia. She'll give it up top near the power E.
It's two young groups here that, you know, we mentioned that this could be easily a Friday night game in a year.
Garcia misses on the right side three, and she'll mishandle a pass from Olivia Lacey. Goes off the feet of Garcia, turnover to Hartford. Kylie Finnerty, the inbound from in front of her own bench. She'll give it to Toby Soule. Soule will walk it up across half court. Goes left wing to Trinity Wendell. Wendell trying to get around the defense. Up top to Kylie Finnerty. Pump fakes. Right block to Aubrey Finnerty, who gets fouled on her shot attempt. So Aubrey Finnerty to the line for two. They will give the foul to Akira Traver.
Good job there working it into the post to Aubrey Finnerty. You're really going to have to really attack that basket. Get Meredithine Valley in some foul trouble. That's what they're looks like to be the game plan tonight.
Foul line shooting was not the friend of the Jaguars the other night, and it looks to be the case here as Finnerty leaves it short off the front iron. Hartford trailing 6-4, just under 4.5 remaining in the first quarter. Finnerty sets for the second. Puts it up. That one falls through. Aubrey Finnerty now makes it a one-point ball game, 6-5 in favor of Meredithine Valley. 4:26 remaining. Meredithine Valley on the attack. Traver at the top of the key. Skips it left wing to Cormode. Cormode tried to go baseline. It gets knocked out of bounds by Trinity Wendell. And Wendell has been a force offensively and defensively for Hartford all year long as Traver lets go a three. That's good. Cody Thurston, land agent three, the first of the contest by the freshman Akira Traver. And Traver puts the lead back to 4, 9-5. Is a little collision between Jaguars on the left side. Maintain possession up top with it now. Trinity Wendell gives to Kylie Finnerty. Finnerty goes right wing to Sydney Soule. Back to Trinity Wendell at the top. To Toby Soule now, the top of the left wing. Left corner now to Wendell in the lane to Kylie Finnerty, who gets knocked to the floor again. No whistle. Not sure if she just lost her balance, but she turns the ball over nonetheless. And then we get a foul on the opposite end. That's going to be against Aubrey Finnerty. And Finnerty looks to be, as you would say, Mike, a little gimpy on that left knee.
I think what happened was the Meredithine Valley player and Finnerty's knee both collided with each other. And that just kind of a hitting, you know, knocking knees is not very fun.
Especially when you're already wearing a brace. Ball comes free near the top of the power E. We've got a scrum on the floor. Traver loses her glasses. And we get a jump ball. Boy, that was bodies everywhere. Checking into the Meredithine lineup will be Katie Calderwood, the 5'10 senior. And they have, I got to say, Mike, they've got Grayson Stahl listed at 5'10, but she's pushing 6. I mean,
absolutely.
As I mentioned, Calderwood also 5'10, and Stahl stands over her. We got some blood.
Yep, Sydney Soule going to have to go out.
Likely maybe caught an elbow or something in that scrum for the ball a few moments ago, so she'll take a seat. In comes Maricela Munoz-Gardner to a rousing applause from the cheering section of Hartford. Kylie Finnerty on the opposite end of the arena, inbounds it in the backcourt to Toby Soule. Soule, top of the power E as we get two more substitutions coming for Meredithine Valley. Soule, nice spin move, gets in the lane, fires a hook shot that's long, gets her own board, and then has it taken away by Traver. Traver now. A two-on-one break with Stahl, fires up the shot on the left wing. It's no good. The rebound will be taken away by Aubrey Finnerty into the hands of Toby Soule, being pursued by Traver. Going coast-to-coast now on the baseline. Jumper, no good. And she's fouled, but it's on the floor. 3:03 remaining in this first quarter. 9-5 still the lead for Meredithine Valley over Hartford. As checking into the Lady Trojans lineup will be Kataya Thompson. She'll be joined by Ella Reed. Top the key now on the Hartford end. Trinity Wendell with it off the inbound. Under 3 to go in the first quarter. Wendell up top to Toby Soule in between the power E and the lane. Back in the corner now, left side to Soule. She's thinking about the three, won't take it. Gets the ball hacked free. And Traver with another steal for Meredithine Valley, and she gets fouled to boot.
No, I think they're...
Yep.
No, I thought Nancy was going to give the timeout to Ryan Thomas, but I thought she called the foul, or I thought she called the timeout before the foul. I was like, holy smokes. But timeout nonetheless.
Well, the foul still registered. That's against Maricela Munoz-Gardner. It's a 30-second timeout, which allows us to remind you that our timeouts all week long have been brought to you by McDonald's on 6th Avenue. Place your order with DoorDash and let the team at 6th Avenue prepare it for you hot and fresh. Another quick reminder for those of you watching online at KVOE TV at KVOE.com, a big thank you to Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all your land sale purchase and appraisal needs at 620-437-7340. They've been our sponsor for video coverage all week long. Kendall Douglas, again, running the camera here for us tonight. We might just have to make him a regular mainstay here.
Full-time employee this
week. Yeah, he's been working hard.
Baseline to baseline coverage.
Traver has it, top of the key now for Maritazine Valley. Lobbed in the lane to Grayson Stahl. Aubrey Finnerty gets a paw on it and knocks it out of bounds. 2:25 remaining in the first quarter. 9-5 still the lead for Maritazine Valley over Hartford in this girls' consolation semifinal matchup. Winner going on to the fifth place game on Saturday. And a little bit of a miscue there from Ella Reed as she tried to lob it up to a teammate. Nobody was there, thankfully. Ball gets tracked down, still in the possession of Maritazine Valley. Traver, top of the key, thought about a three, goes to Reed on the left wing. Now into the hands of Kataya Thompson, who lobs it down to Grayson Stahl, and Stahl gets tapped on the wrist on her right block jumper. The foul will go against Maricela Munoz-Gardner. That's her second.
But Sydney Soule back from the locker room's got the assistant coach Dane, and Kistner was able to get the blood stopped on the nose.
Good to see. Maricela Munoz-Gardner will come out, back in. Comes Sydney Soule, and again, Munoz-Gardner getting quite the rousing applause from the Hartford faithful as Stahl leaves the second attempt short. So 0 for 2 from the line is Stahl. The rebound will go to Toby Soule, and she'll be fouled by Traver. So Akira Traver picks up her second. Oh, no, they're going to get that to Grayson Stahl. So that'll just be Stahl's first, team's third. 2:07 remaining here in this first quarter. 9-5 still the lead for Maritazine Valley. Neither team scoring here in about the last 2.5 minutes. Look left out. Wing Toby Soule goes into the Maritazine Valley bench. Gets the ball back, fires a three from the left wing. It's no good.
Yeah, Maritazine Valley had a sixth defender out there with Mike McDougal, but fortunately coach was able to get out of the way. Big old smile on his face.
Grayson Stahl, left elbow, dribbles inside the lane, tries to bank it off the glass. The 5-foot jumper, no good. Gets her own board and puts it back from the left block.
That's what makes Grayson Stahl so dangerous. She's nearly averaging a double-double like ball game, 10 points a ball game, 8 rebounds a contest. But just a tall body out there just collecting the boards.
Kylie Finnerty goes baseline to Trinity Wendell, who fires a bit of a crazy reverse layup. No good. Rebound goes to Kylie Finnerty, and it's taken away by Akira Traver. And Traver, my goodness, Mighty Mouse out there. She is just ripping the ball down all night long.
She led quite almost a miraculous comeback in the loss to Burlingame on Tuesday.
18-foot jumper from the left side by Kataya Thompson is good. Makes the lead 13-5 now for Maritazine Valley with 51 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Toby Soule up top to Trinity Wendell. Wendell sets for the three. Doesn't take it. Now goes to Sydney Soule. Left side. Back to Toby Soule on the right. Lobs it in the lane left block to Kylie Finnerty. Finnerty goes baseline. Now goes back to Soule on the right wing inside the arc, and she gets tapped on the wrist.
That's a great play there by Soule to really be aggressive and take it right to Traver, and that should be her second.
That is her second, yes. That will be on Akira Traver, as checking back into the lineup for Maritazine Valley is Olivia Lacey and Madison Cormode. Taking a seat will be Grayson Stahl and Akira Traver. Stahl leading her team with 6 points here tonight. Traver, honestly, the defensive stalwart here tonight as Kylie Finnerty leaves the three-pointer from their left wing a bit long. Apologies, right wing. I'll get my directions down one day. Be a turnover on the opposite end as Ella Reed was trying to find Kataya Thompson, and pass just a little too high. Thompson couldn't get her hands on it.
You know, here in the closing moments with Stahl and Traver on the bench, Hartford really has to attack and take advantage.
16 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Hartford with possession. Kylie Finnerty tries to bank a foul line jumper off the glass. No good. 5 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Ball stolen across half court by Trinity Window. 1 second. Gets the layup off. No good at the buzzer. And that will do it for the first of four. At the end of the first quarter, Madison Valley leads it 13-5 over Hartford. Can the Jaguars jump back into it? We'll find out right after this. Second quarter action is coming up here on Country 101.7 FM and KVOE TV at KVOE.com.
The City of Madison is a proud community with lots to offer growing families. Madison has an active business community and an excellent K-12 school system. Community benefits include a swimming pool, library, community building, museum, and a 9-hole public golf course. Building sites are available. You couldn't pick a better place to raise a family than Madison, Hidden Valley of the Flint Hills. And good luck to the Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs in this year's Lyon County League Tournament.
Have you been to the Heidi Inn in Lebo lately? It's the place to go for a great home-cooked meal. The Heidi Inn has daily specials every Monday through Saturday, like their Monday Mexican food special. It's also a great gathering spot for game day, so you can enjoy delicious food and take in games on TV. Come hungry, come to the Heidi Inn in Lebo, located on 3rd Street. Families are welcome. Jill and the crew at the Heidi Inn are proud to support the Lebo Wolves on and off the court.
Back inside White Auditorium, Tegan Trahoon, Michael Dieker at the start of the second quarter for girls' consolation semifinal matchup. Merdezine Valley leading Hartford 13-5 as we start quarter number two. Traver with it now for Merdezine Valley. Akira Traver has been a massive defensive pillar for Merdezine Valley here tonight as she bricks the three-pointer from the top of the key off the left side of the basket. Rebound goes to Hartford. Toby Soule. Right block now to Trinity Wendell. Goes left block to Kylie Finnerty. She gets cut off. Goes around the defense. Tries the layup. No good. Rebound taken by Grayson Stahl of Merdezine Valley. She'll hand it off to Akira Traver. Traver goes left wing to Olivia Lacey. Back to Traver on the left side. Now up top of the hands of Carol Garcia to Grayson Stahl at the foul line. She gets a little bit of a bump. And she will be fouled on her shot attempt. Stahl 0 for 2 from the line thus far. Still has 6 points here to lead her team and all scorers in the ballgame. Puts up the first, sinks it. Stahl now 1 of 3. Going to try and get to 50% here. Increases the lead to 14-5. Could make it a 10-point lead right here, but she won't. Rebound goes to Aubrey Finnerty. Lead now to 9. As I mentioned, 14-5 in favor of Merdezine Valley. Aubrey Finnerty pushes it right wing to Sydney Soule. Almost loses her handle on the ball, gets it back to Kylie Finnerty. Let's go a three from the top of the right wing. It's a little long. Akira Traver once again will collect the board. Going coast to coast, cuts through the defense. Layup is short, but she is fouled. Two possible suspects. See who gets the penalty. It's going to go against Kylie Finnerty. That'll be her first, team's fifth. Traver puts up the first of two and makes the lead now 10, 15-5. Akira Traver has 4 first points coming from beyond the arc with a three-pointer in the first quarter. Puts up the second, and we're going to get a lane violation. Grayson Stahl just got a little jumpy there, and basket's no good, but it wouldn't count. It wouldn't have mattered anyway as they wave it off. Hartford now has it in the front court. Kylie Finnerty at the foul line. Left block jumper on the way, and good by Trinity Wendell. Wendell has 4 now in the ball game. Cuts the lead to 8, 15-7. Merdezine Valley still leading it. 6:36 remaining in the first quarter. Grayson Stahl. Right block up and in. And Stahl has 9. 17-7, lead back to 10. Merdezine Valley has yet to trail. Toby Soule, let's go a left elbow jumper. No good. The rebound is fought for. Aubrey Finnerty almost came up with it. She won't, but a foul away from the ball will lead to the turnover.
Now they're going to say that Carolina Garcia was out of bounds on the baseline.
Carolina Garcia was actually out of bounds on the baseline, Michael. It wasn't a foul. Missed shot nonetheless by Hartford. Rebound taken away by Marazine Valley. Traver hustling down the other way. Fires it off the glass. No good. Put back attempt. No good by Lacey. A third put back, or second put back, I should say, by Grayson Stahl. No good. Third opportunity there. But Stahl again gets fouled, and she goes back to the line. That's going to be the second foul on Trinity Wendell. Sorry, Michael.
I just don't want you accusing Nancy of calling any more fouls than she normally does.
You said it, not me. I'm not saying she scares me, but I'm not gonna get in trouble with her. Stahl misses on the first of two.
Marazine Valley struggling from the foul line here tonight.
Yeah, Stahl just one of, well, now two of six. She makes the second, lead now to 11. Largest it's been thus far tonight. Wendell at the top. Goes right wing to Sydney Soule, who sinks the Cody Thurston Land Agent three. And boy, did Hartford need that in a bad way. Lead cut back to eight now, 18-10. Marazine Valley still in the lead. Lacey with it, right wing from Marazine Valley. Back to Traver at the top. Now skip left side to Cormode. To Stahl, left block, goes over the top of Kylie Finnerty. She won't hit the bunny. Finnerty will get the board. And Stahl doing the right thing. She backs off. She doesn't want to risk another foul. Wendell inside the left wing to Finnerty. Finnerty turns it over and really makes no effort to get it back as Traver down the other way off the bounce pass. No good. Put back by Lacey is over the top. And Finnerty gets the board and bang to the floor. See who they award this foul to. It could be Lacey or Stahl. No, actually, they're going to say it was Madison Cormode. I didn't even see her in the area. 30-second timeout will be taken by Coach Ryan Thomas. Gives us a chance to remind you that our timeouts are brought to you by McDonald's on 6th Avenue. 99-cent iced coffee from 5 a.m. to 11 a.m. through February 5th. Pair it with a new blueberry cream cheese pie for a mid-morning snack. Once again, coverage of the 102nd Lyon County League Basketball Tournament is brought to you in part by MT Networks. Looking for a fast, reliable internet company you can trust? MT Networks brings internet opportunities to their neighbors in Greenwood and Coffee County. Sign up for MT Networks today at madtel.com. Also, by Rayburn Heating and Cooling in Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Madison Bulldogs and Angela Blankley with Coldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate, a trusted real estate agent with years of experience, available anytime at 620-344-6368. 4:55 remaining. Hartford on the attack here in the second quarter, trailing at 18-10 to Marazine Valley. Toby Soule, top of the key, gets the handoff from Kylie Finnerty. To Sydney Soule, now back to Trinity Wendell at the top. Foul line to Kylie Finnerty. Down low to Aubrey Finnerty, who leaves the layup short. Coach Ryan Thomas not pleased with the way his team has been playing, and I guess they're not following the marching orders he gave in the timeout. Under 4.5 remaining here in this half. 18-10 again, still the lead from Marazine Valley as Traver has it for the Lady Trojans at the top. Ball almost taken away. And it will be knocked out of bounds, last touched on the left side of the floor by Carolina Garcia. So Hartford getting some turnovers, but haven't really been able to do much with them, Mike.
They're failing to capitalize. They're only shooting 3 out of 12 from the field, 4 out of 17 overall.
Well, Trinity Wendell must have heard us there because she manages to recover a loose ball and put it in off the glass from the left side, cutting the lead now to 6. 18-12 as Akira Traver will get called for the charge. That will be her third, so likely going to sit for the remainder of this half as back into the Marazine Valley lineup comes the freshman Ella Reed.
That's a huge, huge break there.
Yes.
For Hartford. You have to capitalize now. You obviously had limited time with Traver and Stahl on the bench at the end of the first quarter, but now not a – basically have to go in the first.
Toby Soule overshoots the floater from the right block. Put back is good by Aubrey Finnerty, and Finnerty with 3 tonight cuts the lead to 4. 18-14, 3.5 remaining in the half.
Nice little 7-0 run here by Hartford.
Hartford shooting way better from the field than they were in the first quarter now. Madison Cremogue gives to Grayson Stahl at the foul line. She goes right block, shakes off the defender, but can't hit the bunny. Ball goes out of bounds on the rebound attempt, last touched by Carol Garcia. Checking in for Meritazine Valley now is Katie Calderwood, the 5'10 senior, replacing Grayson Stahl, the freshman. Stahl again leading her team with 10 points now on the night. Should say leading all scorers with 10 points on the night. Approaching 3 minutes to play in the first half as Calderwood, great steal in the lane for Meritazine Valley. She'll give it to Emma Reed. Correction, Ella Reed. My apologies. Reed at the top of the power E in the offensive zone. Now goes to the left block into the hands of Olivia Lacey. Back up top to Reed. Now to Calderwood inside the arc on the right elbow. Back to Reed at the top. To Carol Garcia. Left corner to Cormode. And Cormode was trying to find Lacey, who was streaking across the baseline. He gets poked out of bounds by Aubrey Finnerty. It'll stay with Meritazine Valley. Baseline inbounds coming from the right side of the basket. Cormode, bounce pass in the lane to Lacey. Ball comes free, and we get another collision for it. This time winning it is Sydney Soule to Toby Soule. Down the stretch to Trinity Wendell. Won't hit the layup, but she'll be fouled. Great job by Trinity Wendell to get back, wait for the defender to get there, and draw the contact. The foul is on Madison Cormode. That'll be her second, and Coach Mike McDougald wants a timeout. It'll be a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. 18-14 is the lead for the Lady Trojans over the Lady Jaguars. Lead's been as high as 11 tonight, now cut to 4. The smallest lead was right at the start at 2. And Hartford has tied but has not led yet in this ballgame. A quick reminder. Coverage of the 102nd Lyon County League Basketball Tournament is brought to you in part by the Lebo Booster Club. They back the pack. Proud supporters of Lebo students and all of their success in the classroom and on the court. Go Wolves. Also by Seamers Construction. Quality construction at a reasonable price. They can build it or repair it. Call Jonathan Seamers at 620-412-3614. And, well, Mike, you said it. As soon as she came off the floor, the absence of Akira Traver seems to be really helping motivate Hartford here.
Yeah, absolutely. Like we mentioned earlier, you have to capitalize here. You trailed by as many as 11. You were running a nice 7-0 run right now and really attacking the basket, really being aggressive on the offense and defensive end.
Trinity Wendell at the line for two. Puts up the first. That's good. Cuts the lead now to 3. Single possession ball game for the first time this quarter. 2:25 remains in the half. Wendell puts up the second. She'll leave it short. Rebound will be ripped down by Olivia Lacey. Just the second miss from the foul line for the Lady Jaguars as Lacey has it. Right block, has her shot altered and taken away. Aubrey Finnerty with the block. Kylie Finnerty with the takeaway. And Trinity Wendell got down to the other side, but Toby Soule misread it. Threw it to the opposite end. It goes out of bounds. Grayson Stahl checks back in from Meritazine Valley. Olivia Lacey checks out. Doesn't seem to be too pleased with that. She'll take the seat. As Ella Reed has it in the backcourt, being harassed by Trinity Wendell. She'll go to Calderwood near half court. She gets it into the front court now and travels. Great job by Toby Soule as she actually came from left to right, cut off Calderwood. That forced the travel because Calderwood was going to try and make her approach to the baseline, likely cut in for a layup, and Toby Soule saw it, took away the lane.
That just goes to show how pivotal of a ball carrier or just a ball handler Traver is, because Meritazine Valley does not look comfortable with anybody else but her bringing the ball up the court.
Right corner three is no good by Trinity Wendell. Rebound goes to Meritazine Valley as we go to a minute 39 to play, and oh boy. Toby Soule flies out of bounds trying to intercept the ball through her own bench. Everybody appears to be okay. One chair might need medical attention. I don't know. Nope, Coach Thomas got it set back up. Checking back into the lineup for Meritazine Valley will be the 5'6 freshman, Katea Thompson, taking a seat as Madison Cremode. Kermode scoreless on the night thus far. Thompson inbounds it into the backcourt to Ella Reed. 18-15 still the lead from Artesine Valley. They've yet to trail here with 90 seconds remaining in the first half. Reed, top of the key, goes left side to Garcia. Now to Stahl at the foul line, and she'll travel.
It's 12 turnovers now from Artesine Valley, so even though they've had a nice advantage here, they just really committed a bunch of turnovers here in a flurry.
Kylie Finnerty can be credited with forcing the travel. She just got right in the face of Stahl. Stahl didn't really know where to go. Kylie Finnerty, left corner, three on the way, and it's just a bit short. Bricks off the back iron. Rebound to Artesine Valley. Ella Reed with it into the front court for the Lady Trojans. Goes to Carol Garcia at the top. Ball intercepted in the lane, tipped by Kylie Finnerty. Toby Soule has it, throws it down the stretch to Trinity Wendell, who gets fouled on her layup attempt. 56.7 seconds remaining in the first half. Hartford could come within one for the first time this ball game, as that will be the eighth team foul from Artesine Valley. That'll be the first on Ella Reed. Wendell sets for the first, puts it up, short. Well, we talk about it a lot, Mike. You can't waste these opportunities, and boy, oh boy, has Hartford had a lot of them.
Yeah, they're now 2 out of 5 from the charity stripe.
Wendell setting for the next. Fires that up, and it's good. Lead to 2, 18-16, 56 seconds remaining. Full court pressure now being applied here by Hartford as Carol Garcia gets it into the front court, loses her balance, falls in the lane, turnover to Hartford. Toby Soule skips it left side to Trinity Wendell, saves it inbounds as the ball came loose. Kylie Finnerty may have gotten away with a walk, and it won't matter. She turns it over. Trinity Wendell will collect a foul, trying to get the ball back. That's her third. And Wendell, that's a big loss for Hartford with the remaining 36 seconds as she's leading her team. Well, actually, they're not putting the foul up there. It will be the 17th foul, so 1-1 opportunity here for Carol Garcia as Wendell takes a seat back into the Hartford lineup. Comes Maricela Munoz-Gardner. Gardner with 2 fouls on the night already. Sinks the first of 2, does Carol Garcia. Garcia, the 5'6 junior. That is her first point of the ball game. Lead back to 3, 19-16. As Cadence Massantine checks in. Massantine, the 5'5 freshman from Artesine Valley. She'll replace Katea Thompson. Garcia, perfect from the line. Makes it a 2-possession game yet again, 20-16. Sydney Soule to Kylie Finnerty at the top. Circles to the right wing, lobs it in the lane to Aubrey Finnerty, overshoots the basket, and the rebound easily taken away by Colby Cormode. Ella Reed was trying to give it to Carol Garcia near the far boundary, and it's just a little wide left, goes out of bounds with 10 seconds remaining. Hartford likely looking for the last word in this half. Try and cut the lead back to 2. They trail it 20-16. Right wing 3 on the way by Sydney Soule. May have gotten a hand on it to Garcia. And Toby Soule nearly steals it back, but it goes out of bounds. 2.7 left to go in the half. Baseline inbounds coming by Massantine. Gets it to Ella Reed. Toby Soule nearly picks it off, but not in time. That will do it for 1. 20-16 at the end of the first half. Artesine Valley leading Hartford. We'll take a quick break, come back, get you halftime stats and analysis. Get set for the second half of action in this girls' consolation semifinal matchup from White Auditorium. You're listening to coverage of the 102nd Lyon County League Basketball Tournament right here on Country 101.7 FM, streaming online at KVOE TV at KVOE.com.
Hi, this is